Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
March 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. All right. I didn't have my headphones in, so things were not quite balanced the way they should be. That should be better now. Anyway, it is Friday, and we are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the Agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we are going to do our best to keep you safe during this COVID-19 panic. We've washed our hands, wiped down all the equipment, coughed in our elbows, and are maintaining a respectful distance from the microphone. But if you do feel like venturing out into the world today, we got lots of events to tell you about. We'll let you know about upcoming auditions and other theater stuff on the call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's just kick things off right now with some music. This is White Lung.
You're the only breed.
All right, let's kick things off. How do you like that, huh? There you go. A little, little white lung there for you. Now, stuff going on. Now, this is quite an interesting piece. This is Touchstone Theater is doing a... I don't know if you've ever had this kind of experience, but there used to be a thing especially if you go to a place like Expo, where they have, you know, all the innovative theater stuff going on, and they would have a movie theater and you get a box with buttons on it, and you would watch a scene, and then at the end of the scene, the characters would have a choice to make, and the audience would press A if they want them to go this way, or B if they want them to go that way, and you would decide which direction the story would unfold. Well, Touchstone is doing this with live theater. It's called Inheritance, a Pick the Path experience, and it's happening at the Annex on Seymour Street, the Orpheum Annex. And it's going on until the 15th, which is about next week. And the basic story here is that it's about a remote property up for grabs. Three people are trying to claim it, and the audience decides how the story goes. It's set in a vast rural estate. An urban couple, Abby and Noah, are on a week-long getaway to visit their father. When they arrive, they find him missing, and a local indigenous man, Frank, is staying there instead. When it's revealed that the colonial property rights to this unceded land are up for grabs, the audience, that's you, decides what happens next. An exciting and daring interactive play like nothing you've experienced, Inheritance puts the power in the palms of the audience, giving them the freedom to choose the action of the play. At key moments, the play is halted, multiple plotline choices are offered, and with a click of a button, the audience picks the path the play takes next, ultimately deciding the outcome. It's co-produced by Alley Theatre and Touchstone, and in association with Vancouver Moving Theatre, and also a community partnership with Vancouver Aboriginal Friendship Centre. And it all takes place at the Annex on Seymour Street. And if you want to find out more, you can go to touchstonetheatre.com and look up the play Inheritance. And as I say, that's going on until the 15th of March at the Annex. I'm still putting stuff together, so let's hear some more music. Let's hear from Alexandria Mayo. It's a little calmer.
Think about
Now, you know, we have an art gallery here on campus, the Belkin, Morris and Helen Belkin Art Gallery, and it features works by local artists and members of the UBC community, but also more broadly from across BC and around the world as well. And they are beginning a new exhibition called Beginning with the 70s, and this is it's included. There's a series of events that are involved in this, including a book launch, some readings, discussions, and lectures, and things like that. It's looking at the relationship between art, archives, and activism. The Beginning with the 70s publication begins with the 1970s, an era when social movements like feminism, environmentalism, LGBTQ2SIA plus rights, indigenous rights, access to health services and housing, all of that really started to become... to coalesce into models of self-organization that overlapped with the production of art and culture. Noting the resurgence of art practice involved with social activism and an increasing interest in the 1970s from younger producers, the Belkin Gallery connected with diverse archives and activist networks to bring forward these histories, to commission new works of art and writing, and to provide a space for discussion and debate. Beginning with the 70s brings contemporary art practices into active dialogue with the past, interweaving archive with art, poetry, prose, and critical investigation. Over 70 prominent artists and writers and works from 1969 to 2019 are featured in a series of four exhibitions. Glut, which is concerned with language, depiction of the woman reader as an artistic genre, and the potential of reading as a performed resistance. Circling around this embodied archive is Radical Change, which explores the elusive histories of Helen Goodwin's choreography and her influence on the international interdisciplinary art scene of the 1970s. There's Collective Acts, which taps into the generational potential of archival research by artists experimenting with collective on organizing and cooperative production. And finally, it all comes together, bringing together research, material, media, testimony, and all the rest of it with Hexagam. To be, I hope I said that right. I do not know how to read First Nations phonetics. Anyway, it's the English title is To Be Here Always, which challenges the concept of that the practices of First Peoples are simply part of the past heritage by bringing forward the ways that art and culture can bring new realities into being. So all this stuff is going on at various locations here on campus and throughout the city as well. It kicks off this afternoon at 5 o'clock. At the Rotunda at the Musqueam Cultural Center, which is on the Musqueam Reserve. The address is 4000 Musqueam Avenue. And then there's also an event tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Kerner University Center, right here on next to the Kerner Library on Crescent Road at UBC. If you want to find out details on all this stuff and how to get on board, you can find it all on their website, which is belkin.ubc.ca. And it's the whole thing is under the title of Beginning with the 70s. And let's see, there is a book launch, which... there'll be a reading from the book at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Kerner thing. So go to the Kerner thing is happening all day tomorrow. Okay, let's hear some more music. Here's Sarah Carbone.
So... got tired eyes and fall asleep. And you won't come around in the middle of the night begging me to see your side of things, and the moon will shine through the window. Oh, but I won't.
Nice. That was Sarah Carbone and the Cereal song. Kind of calming down a little bit here. A little while ago, we talked about, we talked with Mako. Mako Yamamoto, who is the artistic director of Theater Replacement. And she had created a piece with her 12-year-old son, Hokuto, about his obsession with Minecraft. And the play is called Mine. And it had a great run in the fall. And then it traveled a little bit. I think it even went to Europe. And it's back. So in 2 weeks, March 18th to 22nd at the Kulch. On stage, a group of gamer performers between the ages of 11 and 47 enact different mother-son narratives live in front of an audience using video game Minecraft as they travel through digital terrains telling tales from Bambi, the Terminator, Beowulf. Personal stories of the powerful bond between mothers and sons emerge and weave themselves into this performance. Inspired by the real-life relationship between Mako Yamamoto and her 12-year-old son, Hokuto, and his obsession with Minecraft, Mine opens up to expansive and strange territories in an intergenerational performance that both interrogates and recognizes the role technology plays in our modern parent-child relationship. Mine is built for adults and kids over 10 years old. It runs from the 18th to the 22nd of March at the Kulch Historic at 1895 Venables. There is a... there isn't. what was I trying to say? I got lost. Okay. It's going to be on stage. Yeah. Oh, how do I get tickets? That's what I was trying to tell you. Tickets are easy. You go to the Kulch. What's their website? Or go to Theater Replacement. There you go. Theaterreplacement.org to find out more about going to see Mine. Oh, I start off just so organized and so professional, and it just all comes crumbling down into a heap and a pile at the bottom of the drawer. Ongoing, also at the Kulch later on in the month, starting on March 31st, it's The Boy in the Moon. This is produced by New World Theater. It's based on journalist Ian Brown's memoir of life with his son. The Boy in the Moon tells a deeply moving story about a family raising a child with a severe disability. Ian and Joanna Schneller's son Walker was born with a rare genetic disorder, a CFS syndrome. It made him unable to talk, eat properly, or take care of himself. The family must face complex issues most of us do our very best to avoid. It's a powerful piece of theater, and you'll come away with it feeling enlightened and involved. Lots of friends of the show are involved with it. Chelsea Haberlin is the director, and it stars Marcus Yosef and Megan Gardner as Ian and Johanna, and Parmas Sehat as their daughter Haley. So if you want to get in on this, it's called The Boy in the Moon. It's happening March 31st to April 11th. And the April 11th matinee performance is a vocal eye performance. And there's also a relaxed performance on the 5th, too. So all this stuff you can find out at thekulch.com, or you can get your tickets at tickets@thekulch.com. Tonight is a special event going on at the Fairview. There we go. Our friend Doug Andrew and his band, The Circus and Flames, are going to be joining Graham Brown and Eddie D and the Sex Bombs for an exciting night of live music featuring some fine songwriting. That's tomorrow night at the Fairview. Music starts at about 9. The Circus and Flames will play right after that, and then you can hear Graham Brown and Eddie D as well. So if you don't know about The Circus and Flames, this is what they sound like.
Ambulance. Ambulance. AM.
Speak My Language is a collection of 5 radio documentaries centering the experiences of Chinese seniors navigating barriers in the BC healthcare system. Created through collaborations between youth and seniors, this intergenerational radio storytelling project promotes a greater awareness of language and cultural accessibility in healthcare. Come out for the launch event, Speak My Language, Celebrating Our Stories, happening at the SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts on Saturday, March 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. The event is free, and ASL, Cantonese, and Mandarin interpretation will be provided. For more info, visit yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's Y-A-R-R-O-W society.ca/speakmylanguage.
Accessibility.
Disability.
Mental health.
ADHD and ADD.
And many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass.
A unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Ah, nature. Sustainability is so important to preserving this for the future. If only there was a place I could learn more about it, contribute to environmentally conscious projects, and develop my leadership skills with like-minded people.
Oh wait, there is! Come and join UBC's Sustainability Ambassadors Program, open to all undergraduate and graduate students at UBC. Contribute your time and gain valuable work experience in sustainability. Apply online at sustain.ubc.ca/ambassadors before February 10th.
CITR 101.9 FM, it's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Last week we spoke to Shakira Shoot, who is making her Vancouver and Canadian theatrical debut, is in the title role of The Untold Legend of Imogen Flight. And that is going on right now. In fact, it closes tomorrow night. It's happening at 700 Hamilton Street, Studio 700, in front of the big CBC building there. And it is a production of Fabulous Theatre, an original piece written and directed by Mary Littlejohn. It is an epic tale of sword fights and pirates, nuns, and Queen Victoria, a swashbuckling feminist comedy for our time. On the day that Imogen Flight is set to be knighted by good Queen Vic, the patrons of the ladies-only Saucy Chicken Pub share stories of their heroine. When Imogen herself shows up, along with her trusty sidekick Volta, she comes with more stories of her own and someone on her trail with nefarious intent. It's choreographed by fight coordinator and stunt person extraordinary Sylvie LaRivière, and who is a certified advanced actor combatant and a member of the Academy of Fight Directors of Canada. She runs the Cry Havoc Fight Choreography School and also teaches at the Valkyrie Western Martial Arts Assembly. She's the one that throws all these actors together with their broadswords and their rapiers and all kinds of bloodshed going on stage there. So if you want to see The Untold Legend of Imogen Flight, you've got two more chances. There's one show tonight and one show tomorrow night at Studio 700 Hamilton Street. You can find out all the information, all the details and stuff on their Facebook page. Just type in Fabulous Theater or Imogen Flight, which is spelled Imogenflight. And next weekend, it's the opening of Transcripts, Part 1, The Women. Transcripts is it centers on the lives of seven transgender women. These true stories, compiled from over 70 interviews from around the world, are honest, funny, moving, insightful, and inspiring. But most of all, they are human, shedding light not only on our differences, but on what all people share. It's produced by the great folks at ZZ Theater, Dave DeVoe and Cameron McKenzie. It's directed by Faye Nass and Cameron McKenzie. It's going on at the Fire Hall Arts Center starting on the 12th. The official opening night is March 13th, and it goes until the 21st. And it's, as I said, at the Fire Hall Arts Center, 280 East Cordova Street. And it's got an amazing cast of some fabulous actors. As I said, it all happens next week. So check out, go to ZZ Theater, spelled Z-E-E-Z-E-E, theater company, or just go to the Fire Hall Theater and look up Transcripts. And let's see, let's do another one here. Oh, yes, got to tell you about this one here. I must be like 2, maybe 3 years ago. Anyway, way back in the old days, we had a great conversation here with filmmaker Michelle Muldoon. Michelle was at the time she was fundraising to put together her dream project, which is an all-female version of the gunfight at the OK Corral. Once again, employing some of the an incredible female stunt artists that live and work here in the Vancouver area. Well, she got it shot. She got it produced. She got it released. And now we finally get to see it. It's going to be screened at the Vancouver International Women in Film Festival. And that is happening tomorrow at 1:20 p.m. 1:20, not 1:30, 1:20 at the Van City Theatre on Seymour Street. It's an amazing piece. It's only a short, but it's you know, action-packed and lots of things packed into a short. I think it's about 15 or 20 minutes long. So look up Last Chance to Nowhere at Vancouver International Women in Film Festival. We've got that on our Dave Radio Facebook page as well. It's happening at the Van City Theater tomorrow at 1:20. This is one you do not want to miss. And speaking of don't want to miss, our friends here at CITR's Russian punk show, the great Russian Tim, has his own band, the Russian Tim and the Pavel Buries, and they've done a cover of the one of the great songs from the 70s by Boney M.
Hey! ask for some listener participation. If you're riding on a bus listening to the song, let's do it together. All right. Give it to me one time. Give it to me two time. Give it to me three time. Give it to me four time.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
I said, come back, I hope you never see me again.
Ebola.
What? Yeah. Oi, oi,
oi, oi,
oi,
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Yeah, that's today, 2 o'clock. Beppe. Our good friends at the Vancouver Theater Sports League are doing their bit for International Women's Day on Sunday. It's a special show featuring an all-star, all-female cast comprised of current active ensemble members, rookie league members, and some of the company's illustrious alumnex who are returning to the Improv Center stage for one night only. From the very beginning of its 40-year history, women have always played an integral part of Vancouver theater sports, this at a time when improv was a male-dominated art form. Such VTS alumni include Ellie Harvey, Ellen Kennedy, Christine Lippa, Corner Gas's own Nancy Robertson, Christine Salati, Vina Sood, and Donalda Williams. Watch the website for guest alumni confirmations. And with all Vancouver Theatre Sports shows, the quick-witted cast relies on audience suggestions to create the improvised scenario. Past International Women's Day performances have found the funny in scenes involving makeup lessons, becoming the CEO of a company, and caring for aged parents. You never know what's in store when the audience calls the shots. Celebrate the fabulous women in your life on International Women's Day at Vancouver Theatre Sports. Tickets for this very special performance start at $15.75 and are available at vtsl.com. And, yes, I do want to mention this because it's coming up in about 3 weeks, and I'm going to be part of it. Yes, another Western Gold Theater production. This one is called Funny Money. It's a British farce by Ray Cooney, which we did at Metro about 20 years ago, so it'll be fun to revisit this one. It's about a mild-mannered accountant who mistakenly trades his briefcase with that of another man on the train home, only to discover it carries a fortune inside. The money draws their best friends, a crooked cop, a good cop, and the dangerous Mr. Big, who wants to reclaim the money, into a tangle of false identities and stories. An On Our Feet staged reading from Western Gold, directed by Anna Haken, and featuring your humble host, Dave Campbell, Bernard Cuffling, Tanya Dixon-Warren, Keith Martin-Gordy, Terry Kelly, Annabel Kershaw, and Jack Rigg. It's happening March 27th to 29th at the Powell Studio Theater in sunny Cole Harbor. Four shows. Evening shows Friday and Saturday, afternoon shows Saturday and Sunday, and you can find out more by going to westerngold.org. Now, it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Want to be part of the fringe but missed the main stage lottery? Or you didn't get drawn? Or you're too far down the wait list? Don't worry about it. You can still be part of the fringe by bringing your show to BYOV. My lips keep getting tangled up there. It's BYOV. Bring your own venue. So you can secure a spot, you can arrange your own venue, or you can go to one of the pre-approved venues, which are all available at the Fringe website, which is vancouverfringe.com, and just look for a BYOV application. Applications are also now open for the Arts Club Theatre 2020 Actors Intensive Program. It's a multi-week course that takes back-to-basics approach to tune up the professional actor's instrument with voice, movement, and actor training. The course culminates in a showcase of participants for an invited audience, including directors and other theater professionals from around the community. That's happening in May and June, from the 19th of May to the 22nd of June. It's three nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 10:30, and then Sunday it's an 8-hour session from 2 to 10. It all takes place at the BMO Theatre Centre in the Olympic Village. It costs $799, but if you have an equity card, there's a discount and you pay $640. And the application deadline is April 10th, which is just about a month away. If you want to find out more, you can check out the artsclub.com website and look up the education tab and look for the Actors Intensive page. Vancouver Opera is holding chorus auditions for their main stage productions, including Carmen, Cose Fan Tutti, and Falstaff. If you are going to audition, be prepared to do three arias, one in Italian, one in French, and one of a different language of your own choice. They must all be in the original language as written, and no longer than 5 minutes in length each. Do not bring anything from an oratorio or any art song selections. They won't be allowed. It's got to be strictly opera. They will provide a pianist to accompany, but if you want to bring your own accompanist, you can do so, but at your own expense. Applicants must all be residents of or eligible to work in Canada, and you don't need a diploma or a degree, but you do need a minimum of university level equivalent in voice and music training, and also some stage experience. So if you want to apply, you can send your resume, headshot, and application to, you can find the application form at, there you go, vancouveropera.ca about auditions, and look, and then you fill out the form and email it in along with your resume and headshot with the words chorus audition on the subject line to J. Bekovic, which is spelled J-B-E-O-K-I-C. KOVIC, at vancouveropera.ca. An application deadline is April 17th. And if you missed any of that or you couldn't understand what I was mumbling, just go to vancouveropera.ca and look for the auditions page. Anna Russell has written and is directing a new play, doing a public reading of the script. It's called Stranger Bear World. The reading is going to be on Monday, April the 6th at the Jericho Arts Center. It'll be partially staged, so if you are cast in this, you'll be required to memorize some of the script, but not the whole thing. You can read the rest as it goes. The auditions are happening on Sunday. They're looking for 6 women and 4 men of various ages. They do ask that you have a 2 to 3 minute classical monologue prepared. A little bit about the play itself. It's a part theatrical documentary, part fictional drama about the events of the siege of Leningrad in 1941. And it focuses on a group of scientists who are watching over the world's largest seed bank. So there's an issue going on there. Hunger, siege, and food. If you want to get on board with this one, you can send your email. You can send your email. You can email your headshot and resume and book an appointment with Anna. Her email is strategyanna, strategyanna, at gmail.com. We got some Shakespeare going on in the Fraser Valley. It's called Bard in the Valley. They're doing Measure for Measure. Throughout various locations in Langley and Abbotsford in the month of July. They're holding auditions at Douglas Park Rec Center on Sunday and Monday. This is in Langley. They're looking for a cast of no more than 11 actors who can they spread out amongst various roles. They will specifically need actors for 3 female roles and 3 male roles, but the rest of the casting is open. The auditions don't require an appointment, but if you would like to book a time, you can contact the director, and her name is Emily McKinnon. Emily Jean Mack, EmilyJeanMack, at gmail.com. And if you don't want to book an appointment, you just want to show up, go to the Douglas Recreation Center, which is 20550 Douglas Crescent in Langley. Show up at 12:30 on Sunday, or you can go Monday night at 7:30, and there will be a kind of an introductory outline of the production, and then each of you will be asked to do your auditions. If you want to find out more, just pop an email over to Emily at emilyjeanmack@gmail.com. Deep Cove Stage Society is doing The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This is an adaptation of the Robert Louis Stevenson novel written by Noah Smith. It's going to be happening in Deep Cove in June. The auditions are Sunday and Tuesday at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater. And if you want to get in touch with the director, it's Tracy Labrosse, TracyLabrosse, at gmail.com. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach is doing The Servant of Two Masters. This is a sort of a classical commedia dell'arte piece that will be performing in Crescent Beach in August. The auditions are on Sunday at Alexandra Neighborhood House in Surrey. They do want people that have some degree of experience with physical comedy and specifically the style of commedia dell'arte. If you've got some other skills like acrobatics, juggling, and that kind of stuff, that would really help as well. Send your headshot and resume to beachhouseauditions@gmail.com, or you can find out more details at beachhousetheater.org. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Neil Simon's Laughter on the 23rd Floor, a play about his days as a staff writer with Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows. That'll be happening at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park in June. The auditions are March 15th and 17th at the Bernie Legg Theater, and details on that one are at vagabondplayers.ca. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Music Theater Camp is doing their annual event for actors, singers, dancers, and performers between the ages of 9 and 19 who want to get a real professional training experience over the summer. Kind of a musical theater camp. It happens at the Jewish Community Center through July and August. There's 2 groups. There's a July group and an August group, and they're holding auditions right now until, throughout the month of March anyway. You can still get on board. Just go to Perry's website at gottasinggottadance.ca, and that's G-O-T-T-A-S-I-N-G-G-O-T-T-A-D-A-N-C-E at .ca, or you can just check out the Jewish Community Center. They've got links to it as well. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com, or you can go to the Vancouver Public Library website at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can just send it to us. You can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. You can tweet it at CITR Dave Radio, or you can email it at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Let's see here. Do we have time for a song? Yeah, let's do this. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at CITR Dave Radio. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca or player.fm. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, too. 5-star ratings. People love those things. Stick around because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And while you're at it, check out the 2-part feature on Napkin Boy at CanadaLandShow.com. You won't regret it. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. And keep your hands clean.
MRG Concerts presents Frances Quinlan at the Fox Cabaret on Friday, March 6th with Mary Lattimore. Tickets are $20 and are on sale now at Red Cat Records, Main and Hastings locations, and at eventbrite.ca with the code MRG.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra, Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gakhuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Astale.